Hey Sebri, Dave Kurt, broker of record with Lake City Realty, coming at you with another episode of the Sebri Real Estate Podcast.
We built Lake City. We built Lake City on rock and so build Lake City. We built Lake City on rock and soul.
Honestly, I just love spending some time on the mic, and I know I've had some missing weeks, and even it's 4 o'clock on Friday as I sit here doing this podcast right now, so I don't even know if I'm going to get this out before the weekend, as it's not fair to ask my staff to stay a little bit later to be editing this podcast. But thank you to anybody that spends their time, gives me 10, 15 minutes of your day or your week to listen to what my thoughts are on the Sotheby housing market. What a weekend we had last week. It was absolutely amazing. We were celebrating the Great Pumpkin Hunt at Kiwi Park for those who joined us. We had over 750 pumpkins hit throughout the park, and we ran out before 2 o'clock. Our team dished out more than 2,000 cotton candies, popcorns. We had all, everything was free for everybody that came in line. We did our best to make sure there was a lot of a product available for people that were there. I know some people were frustrated. I even heard we got called out on shout out Sudbury for running out of pumpkins too early, but we really do our best to put this free event on. I love seeing it. The kids are dressed up. The parents are dressed up. It's an outdoor event. It was probably one of the nicest fall weekends we could have imagined. I think it hit almost 30 degrees. My team worked tirelessly, effortlessly. The Kiwi Park volunteers and executive director, Kerry, worked absolutely amazing. I just want to say thank you to everybody who was involved. I'm so proud of what we put on. It's our third year there. We've got plans for it to get even bigger and better for next year. And I couldn't be more happy and pleased with how it came together. Even getting called out on shout out Sudbury. But it's literally us living our best life. A beautiful event to do in the community. And I heard from multiple people that they thought it was like one of Sudbury's best family events that you could end up getting involved with. So if we didn't see this year, we hope to see you next year. We're hoping to have more pumpkins and maybe we won't get called out next year on shout out Sudbury. But on the local front, we had municipal elections. We got Paul Lefebvre crowned as the new mayor. On the council front, there was a few changes as well. The biggest change would have to be that in the Valley East Ward, with Mr. Kerwin losing in a landslide, I'll give it, to Mark Fensetti, who actually, as a small note, it was really interesting to see he popped the question and got engaged to his long-term girlfriend, I guess, on his celebratory night. So congratulations, Mr. Mark Fensetti, there as well. Mr. Kerwin, what an interesting individual. He's famously is the moderator of the Valley East Facebook group that it seems like weekly people are getting kicked out or banned or muted from Facebook. It's really interesting to see how his popularity has grown and pulled back significantly and how quickly it happened for the Valley East group amongst it. On a national level, did the Bank of Canada wave the white flag this week? We're used to the nonstop rate increases, and everybody on the street was predicting a 0.75% increase from Tiff McCallum this week at the Bank of Canada meeting, but that didn't happen. It came in at 0.5%. That was really interesting. It wasn't only the rate increase that was lower than expectations. It seemed like Tiff McCallum released a report and some other ideas, but it almost seems like he may have turned a corner. He was proud of how they've done against inflation. He's been proud of the... He's understanding that there's carnage already in the housing markets, and you know they're seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars in pullback in Southern Ontario and Toronto marketplaces. And it seems like there's definitely going to be one more hike coming in December. But after that, from what I'm reading in the tea leaves, it looks like they're going to start making evidence-based decision-making moving forward. What that means is they're going to wait to see how increases affect the overall economy and see if therefore further increases are warranted. The other interesting thing came just days before this as a public remarks from the Orange leader there came out and showed his displeasure. And he said that that Justin Trudeau should be doing more to fight inflation with the Bank of Canada. Again, I think I've talked about this for lots of weeks in the past, but the Bank of Canada and the government are separate entities. They're supposed to stay separate. So the idea that the NDP has that the Prime Minister should be able to influence the Bank of Canada is it's a scary thought, actually, and it's one that maybe there is some influence there unofficially, and I'm sure there's, you know, a couple calls between Justin Trudeau and Tiff McCallum happening. But the fact that we got to a point where the NDP leader would make a public remarks about that, I'm sure there was a lot of lead up to that, and I'm sure, you know, internally there's been a lot of pushback, a lot of calls, a lot of back and forth to get to the point where they were going to make some internal remarks like that. Next week is going to be super interesting as well, though, as we have the Fed, for those that know, is the U.S. version of the Bank of Canada, with their interest rate meeting this coming Wednesday. It seems like the whole world right now is trying to level up against the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. seems to be doing exceptionally well. Again, this is not financial advice. I'm not a financial guy. I'm just doing my best to wrap my head around what's happening on the global scale so that I can tell you what I think is going to happen in the local marketplace. But it seems like the U.S. dollar is at the pinnacle right now. Everyone's trying to keep up to it. And if the Fed takes that, they want to beat inflation standpoint. So if they continue to do their aggressive rate increases, the rest of the economies, the rest of the countries around it that measure against the US dollar are going to continue to fall down. Like when Bank of Canada increases that 0.5 versus what people thought of 0.75, the Canadian dollar got crushed that day because in their minds, there'd be the betting minds of people that invest in foreign currencies are saying that the US is going to make a decision that we're going to lose ground versus where their dollar is. And because of that, our dollar got crushed. So next Wednesday is going to be an interesting day, as if the Fed feels like they've turned a corner as well, we could see the Canadian dollar rebound and global markets like the euro and the pound rebound as well. But if the US stays aggressive with their inflation targets, which they've done so far, and all indications are they will continue to do, this could spell trouble for the rest of the other economies and global currencies. You want the extreme example of this? Look at England. They're in an absolute mess. I heard inflation was 10% year over year. They tried their best to print more money, and the prime minister that lasted there was a matter of only 4 or 5 months before she was ousted. That's a whole lot of going on the international scale, but on the local real estate front, we saw a sales fall off this week as the weather finally really sunk in. It's cold out there. I know that we've had our pellet stove fired up for the first time this week. And interesting enough, new listings have spiked again. That brought the total listings available up this week, which was interesting to see. So this week we had 26 sales versus 35 last week. We had 13 of those 26 sales happen in multiple offers, 24 additional deals that are pending or conditional, but 26 sales and 57 new listings. That's up from 45 new listings last week. And that was, for quite a while, we actually hit 250 peak. I think back in September, we were trending down. We hit 223 total listings available last week. We went back up to 243 this week. But what are my five takeaways? Takeaway number one, interesting to see some of the numbers of the new listings and sales, especially on a year-over-year analysis. Since the beginning of September, like I mentioned, we have been coming down with the total listings available, something we saw happen in 2021 at this time as well. This week, we saw a trend reverse. I don't know if it's agents are telling their clients that it's a great time to buy if the market feels busy right now, or it's sellers that are trying to rush their house to the market before the winter snow. But the really interesting point is that listings, when I look at year over year, listings last year, this week, 110 listings available. Listings this week, 243. So even though that trend is there and it feels like the market's pretty active, we're literally twice as many listings and more compared to what we were last year this time. Takeaway two, the market feels busier than it has been in the last few months. New listings seem to be getting more showings and buyers aren't afraid to make multiple offers. Again, not the crazy multiple offer we saw back in the days of beginning of 2022, but still not afraid to jump on good deals. I know the last few months, statistics have shown that we are trending up actually towards the mid 400, so 450-ish average sale price. Something I was surprised as it felt like we hit 420. It feels like out there in the marketplace, the average price was about 425, but the numbers weren't showing us that. This week brought the average back down. I just did a quick check on the sales from the last 7 days that I take these numbers from, and the trend was actually 408,000 for my weekly check-in. This is the prediction that I made a few times, that we would see prices continue to fall back until the Bank of Canada is done with their interest rate increases, something that actually might be happening sooner than I had first anticipated. Takeaway three for the week. we had the big brokerage in town this week advertising and promoting how powerful they are and how much of the marketplace they represent. The stats was a huge bar graph showing how they dominate the number of sold homes in the marketplace in different areas, and it's quite impressive to look at. A few agents on our team pointed this out to me, and I actually saw this chart as a moment of pride for Lake City Realty. We were number 5, that small little bar chart compared to the big balloon company that was, you know, heads and tails over everybody else. But as a brokerage, we actually do a lot more buyer deals than seller deals. So we're about two buyer deals to one for one listing that we represent. And that listing was, this chart and the data that I'm able to pull up is just a representation of the number of solds, not the actual number of buyers. But looking at the last 12 months, we were about, like, we averaged about 11 or 12 active agents that were working on our marketplace. My dad, Lyle, I love the guy to death, but he's not so active. He comes in and shows up and helps out with some of the administration. So it's tough to count him as an agent. And then we've brought on 3 or 4 agents in the last few months as well to bring us up to what we are now at, 15 total agents. Lake City Realty at 15 agents. As a side note, I can't believe how we've grown and where we're at. And I feel super proud of the agents that are here. But running some math, we are almost twice as productive on a per agent basis as the other offices in town. Twice as productive. That's something I'm so proud about. We might not have that big bar chart to show our dominance, but we are nowhere near the 100 plus agents you'd find with the balloons on their signs. And I'm super proud of how small and local and powerful our team is. I see that as our superpower, not a negative against us at all. I love that we're literally the fabric of the community. Just this week, I started up coaching basketball for my son, for both of my older sons in Lively. I sponsored another hockey team this week. Like, it's every single opportunity I have to tie ourselves into the fabric of the community, I take it. And I love that about what this office is and what this office stands for. Takeaway 4 for the week: alpha versus beta. Everyone made money in their houses in 2020 and 2021. As a rising tide often says, lift all boats. That's beta. Your house went up in price because every house went up in price. Your agent may have gave you bad advice from an offer perspective, gave you bad advice from investing in the wrong area of town or based on a house that needed far too many repairs, but all real estate managed well during these up markets. I see the next couple of years when the market's gonna be flat, reverting more back to beta. Beta will be your ability to beat returns from the rest of the marketplace. Are you going to be buying at a great price because a listing fell through the cracks? Are you going to be buying in an up-and-coming area? Beta is about finding that needle in the haystack. That's why in the next few years, having an agent that isn't afraid to talk you out of buying the wrong home, or having somebody that can find those perfect projects, that's the agent you want on your side, and that's the agents I'm trying to train here our best. And I'm super proud that I see it time in, time out, that we'll be involved in a bidding war and we'll lose it. And like, our agents are completely comfortable to let it go for $50,000 or $70,000 more than where we saw value. It hasn't mattered in the past, but it will matter more in the future. We are trying to position and train our agents and clients to be able to benefit from the beta in the marketplace. And I'm super excited to see where we're going to stack our agents and our clients up versus the rest of the competition over the next number of years. Takeaway 5, where does the market go from here? With the latest Bank of Canada moves, I'm actually more optimistic that we could be seeing a recovery sooner than later. I've been nervous about how bad things could get from an economic standpoint for the last little while, but reading some of the blogs and podcasts that I really believe in, that's the Garth Turner, Mr. Negative Real Estate, the Looney Podcast, which I think is the best Canadian podcast on what's happening from an inflation and a currency standpoint, and my favorite, the All In Podcast. These experts are being more optimistic than ever before about the current state of the marketplace. The hypothesis that I've been made in the last few months and few years is that I believe that when the market will find its floor is going to be when interest rates stop increasing, and when that happens, the marketplaces will become more of a stock picker's game. It's going to be not investing in the alpha that all real estate marketplace is going to be a good investment. It's going to be investors specifically targeting cities and saying, do I get good returns here? Do I get a cash flow here? Am I able to get properties at attractive returns in these specific marketplaces? I absolutely love how Sudbury will stack up versus other marketplaces in general when we're analyzing those individual marketplaces. When this happens, I think Sudbury is going to be extremely attractive to relative to other areas, and bringing in a new flux of investment into real estate here. These are good signs pointing forward to where we find ourselves locally from a housing perspective. I'm not going to take any kind of guess in terms of when we're going to hit bottoms or where things are going next, but overall, when we change from a marketplace that people are just rushing in to get real estate in general to that stock picker's marketplace, I love how Sudbury stacks up. Well, 15 minutes on the mic today, guys. Thanks for spending some time with me. That's my big, bold predictions this week. Thanks for tuning in, Sudbury. I'm excited to chat with you next week. But as always, if you've listened to me for the last 15 minutes or so, please like, share, review this podcast. The more you can share it with a friend or a colleague or a parent or a kid, the more I can get my word out there and try to make you guys the most educated buyers and sellers in the Sudbury marketplace.